President Trump is calling for Democrats to join in the effort to fix the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare. Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings from Maryland says only if Republicans are willing to repair it. They must show good faith by not letting it die under its own weight. He says Trump may have to leave some Republican members of Congress behind and work with Democrats to improve ACA. But Democrats are also concerned with interactions with President Trump during meetings on the Affordable Care Act. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.
You could be in a negotiation and question whether he would be even an honest broker, because in the midst of your negotiation, he would be tweeting or blasting you for honest discussion. In negotiations that are intense, there are high pitches in people's voices, low pitches, and then there are even keel discussions. That happens. You've got to have moments of great disagreement, moments of a little agreement, and then moments of outright no coming of the mind. But end of it, get an agreement. How can you negotiate with someone who in the midst of the negotiations will be so sporadic that you won't be able to continue good and decent discussions?
A factoid from Ohio Congresswoman Marsha Fudge, who says the current law, the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare, has 100 amendments offered by Republicans that are currently in it. At the White House, April Ryan, AURN News.